Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Federal corrections officers say the government shutdown is jeopardizing their emotional and physical well-being. Massachusetts Congresswoman Lori Trahan sat down with some of the workers from the federal prison in Devens. WBUR's Quincy Walters has more.
In a restaurant, Trahan listens to two officers from Federal Medical Center Devens, a facility that medically treats inmates from across the country. Jason Basil tells Trahan that inmates see the news. Some are sympathetic toward correctional officers who have been working unpaid since the shutdown, but other inmates...
A lot of them are using it to taunt, just making jokes as you pass by them within the prison, and they're not sympathetic. It's just a crazy predicament to be in. It's degrading. It's a tough place to work on a good day.
And it's become even tougher as morale goes down further for those who work at Devens as the government shutdown drags on, a government shutdown ignited after President Donald Trump's southern border wall was rejected by Congress. Basil, who's with a union that represents federal employees, says he feels both sides of the political aisle are to blame.
They've walked away from each other, and this has become the new way to legislate.
There should never be a circumstance where we're tying a government shutdown to a policy debate.
Democrat Trahan agrees that this is no way to legislate. She calls it a cruel negotiating tactic being used by the president. Trahan says she's voted with the Democratic-led House to open the government several times.
I think it's going to take some courage from the Senate Republicans to stand up and say enough is enough.
But until the shutdown ends, unpaid correctional officers say they're getting ridiculed by inmates and not getting federally funded training. Correctional Officer Basil says for now, he's encouraging his coworkers to watch each other's backs even more closely until the shutdown ends. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.